I've finished at on a high in Paris. We're 4 years out from the next games, and I feel I've achieved so much in the sport. I've achieved so much for myself. I've achieved a huge amount off the bike within the sport. And with no velodrome in Ireland, it will be back to travelling all around the world for training camps and training weekends and different things. So really, for me, it's the biggest reason why is all that travel and time away from home, that I've decided that I've done enough of that, and now's a great time to go. It's always hard to go no matter when you do it, but I feel that this is a really good time.
May I ask, were you long coming to the decision?
No, it's not a hard decision. It's hard to leave the sport, but it was a decision that was very much the far reaches of my mind before Paris. And after Paris, I came home and took a few weeks to think about things, look at things where they might be next year, and made that decision with my family and speaking to my daughter. And kids will always tell you the honest truth. I asked her what she thought. I said, "What would you think if I didn't have any more races or training camps?" And she just put her hand on my arm and said, "I think that would be good." And I think that really sealed the deal for me.
If you were to pick one highlight in particular, Martin, I know that's a very tough question for you to answer.
There are so many, from putting on an Ireland jersey for the first time to, I'll always remember walking into the arena in Tokyo, but I don't think anything will ever... Sorry, I'm... Here, my daughter in Paris.
Yes.
Nothing will ever beat that. Nothing.
You mentioned your daughter, and your family were such an important part of your career as well, Martin.
Oh, huge, huge. I always think the true heroes of Irish sport are the ones you don't see, the ones that are at home holding down the fort and getting you out the door, and you know, getting kids to school when you're away off training and all of that. Without the support of our families, athletes, just they can't do what they do. And for me, without Louise and Nora, it would have never happened. Like, their support has been absolutely invaluable and incredible, and they're the ones that sacrificed more than I did for me to achieve what I did.
Martin, you mentioned the no velodrome in the country. Do you feel that success that you have achieved in your career is to be repeated, or even someone might come along and feel, "I want to be the next Martin Gordon," that these facilities must be put in place to achieve those dreams?
Well, I think without these facilities, it's a disservice to our current crop of riders, and it's a disservice to future generations of riders and upcoming riders. We as a nation could achieve so much more with a velodrome. We have huge talent within sport in Ireland, and we're really letting down future generations without the velodrome being there. It's very disappointing that it's still nowhere near any sort of fruition.
And what's next for Martin Gordon?
A quiet life, hopefully, Ronan. Just the last couple of months have been really, really nice and enjoyable. I'm doing far more things insofar as meeting up with friends and going to different events and not having to worry about getting training sessions done and going home for weekends, seeing my parents and different things, and thinking, "Oh, I don't have to get a bike session done. I don't have to do this." I'm not worried about the pressures of training and committing to my program. It's been a nice release, and it's been an enjoyable period, and it's let me kind of give my attention to other things.